There's a link between psychopath reprobates and animal tortures. Who's ever heard about this before? Okay? That serial killers always take things out on animals before they ever kill a person. There's an article, I just took a little snippet out of it, it's on psychopathy, but it says animal abuse is often the first sign of serious disturbance among adolescent and adult killers. On October 1st, 1997, Luke Woodham, a sophomore at Pearl High School in a suburb of Jackson, Mississippi, stabbed his mother to death, then opened fire on classmates with a hunting rifle, killing two girls and wounding seven other students. Investigators later found Woodham's account of his torture and killing of his pet dog, Sparkle, which the boy described as his first kill. So he said, my first kill was an animal. Okay? He's a psychopath. On May 21st, 1998, 15-year-old Kip Kinkle from Joe's neck of the woods, brother Joe, it says Kip Kinkle shot his parents to death before emptying three guns at his classmates in Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon, leaving one dead and 26 injured. Kip had often bragged to others at school about how he tortured animals. So, and then Jeffrey Dahmer, Albert DeSalvo, the Boston Strangler, David Berkowitz, the son of Sam, and Carol Edward Cole, a serial killer accused of 35 deaths, all recounted animal torture as their first violent act.
Dr. Dietz discovered that by the age of 10, Richard Kuklinski was already showing signs of pathological behavior.
How were you with animals at that age?
Deadly.
So people who like to torture animals are weird and sick. And it just goes to show right here that people who like to torture animals have a propensity to be serial killers. Okay? They have all of them had reported that they had killed animals and did weird things to animals before they ever did it to humans. It says 70% of the most violent prisoners had serious and repeated animal abuse in their childhood histories as compared to 6% of non-aggressive prisoners at the same facilities. So there's a danger in reprobation to the person on the opposite side of the animal spectrum. The opposite side of the animals, one side was people that worship animals, the other side is people that do weird and sick things to animals, right? And so there's a reprobate, you know, somehow that's tied to being a reprobate, right?